Then I went to elephant doctor. Then asked him, what is dose mother tincture in allopathy? He told, we are given 8 drops maximum. Then I think I shall give 5 drops. This way I started. And when coming headache, I am giving mother tincture 5 drops. First I give him 2 drops, but then I settled it will be 5 drops. Give him 5 drops and headache not coming, but stand by that position. Then I think it will go now. When checked, anyway checked, no medicine can check. Only kefir got one medicine can check, but kefir got is very serious with medicine, ergotamine. And through that all the disturbance come to Guru Maharaj's health. But he cannot leave that ergotamine. Then I am giving 1/4 ergotamine within 24 hours. Given nux vomica and waiting. Again coming after 2 or 3 hours. Then I gave 1/4 ergotamine. Then waiting. Then again coming after 6 hours. I gave nux vomica. Then it is taking this way. After 24 hours, I stop the ergotamine and continue the nux vomica. This is my treatment policy. And with that, I give that Lord Shiva's medicine and other 2 medicine I chosen. That's 3 homeopathic medicine I use and forever gone that headache. Then I was doctor. But I am sometimes calling the allopathy doctor. When I am not. In the mood, I told to Haricharan, you must call allopathy doctor. Then you call me, where I shall be. And Haricharan, and there is the doctor association's president, very big doctor, Abhulijivan Bhattacharya, you may know his name also, Dr. Bhattacharya. So one day Harchand called Dr. Bhattacharya and Bhattacharya has come. And Bhattacharya has seen bronchitis. Guru Maharaj has bronchitis and he gave some medicine. And Guru Maharaj said, no, I shall not take your medicine. That is, Govinda Maharaj is my doctor. When he will come, then I shall take your medicine. And doctor was very angry. He is the medical board president of district president. And Guru Maharaj asked very simple. He told, oh no, I shall not take your medicine. When Govinda Maharaj come and say, then I shall take. And doctor said, then why you call me? And Guru Maharaj said, I not call you. Call Haricharan. Then he asked Haricharan, why you call me? Govinda Maharaj said, for calling, that is I call. No, I shall not come. If Guru Maharaj not will take my medicine, what? Why I shall come to say? Then he gone very angry. I come back and I ask, what happened, Maharaj? Maharaj said, I told clean. They all said they are failure. Why I shall take their medicine? That is, I told, if you tell, then I shall take. And doctor is angry, what shall I do? Then I went to doctor. And doctor said, oh, Govinda, you come. Not necessary to come. I shall not go. I told, where you will go? I shall not see Guru Maharaj as my patient. I told, you must go to see Guru Maharaj. No, he not will take my medicine. Why I shall go? And I told, he not will take your medicine. It is truth. That is, you told your medicine not will work over him, upon him. That he not will take your medicine. Then why you are calling me? Then I told, I am calling to you, that is, I am not a good doctor. And you are the best doctor in North Navadvip. You will see Guru Maharaj and he will tell what is his position and what is your medicine. And I shall see your medicine, immediately I can understand what is my homeopathy medicine instead of that. That is cause. And you must go, that is, you have love for Guru Maharaj. Then he be quiet, and he said, yes, if it is cause, then I shall go. And that was the history. Then I engaged some brahmachari Gopakrishna like that. I am not always can stay with Guru Maharaj for giving medicine and other service. Giving some service to others. And no one point, huh?
Yeah.
And it is revolved.
Yeah.
Good. And that time Guru Maharaj had no servant before that. And that is, we are with Guru Maharaj and we hear from Guru Maharaj many things. Not only that, it was desire to Guru Maharaj to tell something about the pastimes of Krishna, pastimes of Radharani and others. He wants to tell somebody. That way he told, but he given causes. It is not for everybody, you know. And Guru Maharaj has not told me you read this Ujjal Nilamani or like that book. But he told some. And I know many slokas of Ujjal Nilamani or Vidagdha Madhav or Lalita Madhav. That is, I read Kavya. And who will read Kavya? For him it is necessary. There are many varieties of Sanskrit, meter, varieties of Sanskrit, language, beauty, and what's still, Alankar, etc. And for that necessary to read it. And that is, Guru Maharaj engaged me for reading, then I read it. And I can say it is a special case that that is not for all. But Sankalpa Kalpadrum is very nice. No doubt it is extremely super book for our sampradaya. But for not for all, everybody's reading. They become sahajiya. What will be for them? And we do not want to make our brother and sister, we are very serious for our practicing life. At least we must be serious. Our practicing life. We leave everything. Our culture, I am telling for yourself, your culture, your country, everything, habit, you leave. And you are trying to practice Krishna consciousness, that you must be serious. And you need result. Only practicing Krishna consciousness. And that is not your life. You need result. And which way you will get result, that is necessary first to see. Yeah. Chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and nobody become perfect. And why? We must research that. Why it's not happening? Why feeling not coming inside? It will come, it will revel in our heart. And why not reveling? If it is a cheating matter, then no problem. But it is not cheating matter. That is, we know all the scripture, Indian scripture, all is worshipable scripture, all the scripture, like Vedanta, Upanishad, Purana. There is 500 years that culture coming, and several munis and rishis. And all the advice in the scripture is very good. cannot say it is bad. If you read Mahabharata, you will say all the instructions, everything is very good, very nice. And this way it is going and they are getting the result. Then why we not will get result? We are not getting result. That's necessary to. Now time come. Prabhupada came here, Guru Maharaj came here, Saraswati Thakur came, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his books, everything with us. All the property with us, not fruitful. Why not fruitful to me? That's necessary. We do not want to cheat anybody. We want to do something good for others, if cannot, not to do bad anything for others. Then we must be serious about our practicing life. And if it is, then we must follow some directives what given by Guru Maharaj, that is, before reading the Rasa Tattva. Rasa Tattva?
Yes.
You understand, but everybody may not understand, that is, I am starting English. Before reading that serious pastimes, serious means very high pastimes of Radha Krishna, we must prepare ourselves. Otherwise it not will give us the perfect feelings. In Srimad Bhagavat told, Vikriritam Bhagavat Vrijavadhu Yidam Chavishnu Sraddhanito Anusrimiyad Atha Vadna Echa Bhaktim Param Bhagavatim Pratilampa Kaman Idrogamashya Vihinutta Chirenati. The pastimes of Krishna with Vrijavadhuri, all the gopis, Krishna's pastimes, especially the Rasa Lila, etc., what is revealed in this mundane world by the mercy of Krishna, manifested. That if you will hear with full faith and hear from a bona fide guru or Vaishnava, Sraddhanito Anusrinivar, Athavarnayacha, and after that, if you will explain that, what benefit will you get? Vishnu, Sraddhanito Anusrinivar, Athavarnayacha, Bhaktim Param Bhagavati. Super devotion to Krishna, extremely supreme devotion to Krishna, you will get. Param Bhagavati Bhakti. And Pratilabha Khamam Hidrogam Ashubhu Apohinati Achirenathira. What Krishna playing with gopi in conjugal love, paramour love, and they are very varieties way he is testing that ecstasy, the paramour love and conjugal love. If you will hear that, your calm means heart disease will go out if we hear. Or if you explain it, Hidrogam Ashu Apohinoti. I'll come on it. Abni a Kachkor when Kondanike telephone kore dhore amake deven, Sangi Sangi. But not now, I'm talking to something. Okay, telephone kore amake deven. Mane, here is Govinda Maharaj, talk. Then I manage.
Sure.
Then, what difficulty we have when we are remembering that Krishna Lila, Rasa Lila, etc., why we are going to hellish position? And what behind there obstacles? we must try to research and must be careful for that. And that knowledge given by Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur first. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, no doubt. But especially Saraswati Thakur, Maharaj, sit here. No problem, Maharaj. I am very okay here.
Someone can come here and more can come and see. Sit here. More will come.
More will come now.
No, I'm just saying, if you come here for...
When they, from their heart, the calm will go out. Go out? It is not good English.
No, calm will be dispelled.
Dispelled calm. And his mental position will come in the level of Krishna prem. And he forget his body consciousness. And he will get the prema consciousness in his body. My English is not clear, but I am trying. That position he must will get, but why we are not getting? Then there are some cause, and that Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur told in Jaiva Dharma, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Saraswati Thakur, whole life he preached that against Sahajya-ism. And we must avoid that. And this is the main thing, that we must think why result not we are getting. And what is difficulty there? Harinam, transcendental. You know, transcendental vibration. Non-different with Krishna. We are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but which way we chant? It himself will manifest or reveal in your heart and he will dance in your tongue. That is manifestation of Harinam. But Harinam, when he is transcendental vibration, I cannot chant that Harinam through my mundane tongue. It is truth. That is, mundane cannot play with transcendental. Can play when mundane become transcendental, that time we can play with transcendental. This is the theory. Very clear. Then we must make ourselves transcendental anyway. And that way we know which way we can make ourselves transcendental. But here is one very nice thing. Coming and going, this position we first get. Our transcendental form, like under cloud, the moon. In the sky, the moon there.
Like the moon covered by the cloud.
Covered by cloud, but sometimes moon coming out. Sometimes again cloud going and covering. And Harinam position will be that if I am perfectly will chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Harinam sometimes will riddle, sometimes cover. Sometimes riddle, sometimes cover. Then finally he will riddle in our heart. And when we are getting some result, then we can say, yes, it's truth. And anything not getting, then we are very hopeless. Then we shall change our mood. Why? There is plenty time for that. But behind very strong reason we can say. What is reason? That is, we cannot chant properly. Then we must stand in our position to see the reason, many reasons. First we can see everywhere and all the religion. They are chanting their Lord's name. And if everybody is wrong, no problem. But everybody is not wrong. In Christianity, they are chanting Lord's name. In Mohammedanism, they are chanting Lord's name. Everybody has some mala. not maybe Tulasi Mala, some kind of mala, and chanting the Lord's name, then there is something we can believe. If not, I can believe myself, but the whole world chanting that way, and all the religion chanting the Lord's name. Even the Kirato Hunanda Pulinda Pukkasa Avira Summa Jagana Khasadaya, and they have also some kind of Lord. And they are obeisance to their Lord. Somebody's Lord is Surya. They are giving some offerings to Surya. Somebody's Lord is Chandra. They are giving some offerings to Chandra. But everybody chanting their Lord's name. Then chanting the Lord's name, there is benefit, it is no doubt. But our scriptures and our everything, Vedanta Upanishad, their explanation is very nicely given. That this mantra giving that result, this mantra giving that result, they discover it. The rishis and muni. Who is rishi? A rishi, they will say, he is the rishi who can discover something. Who is PhD in religion? Hindu religion, we are telling Hindu, but Vedic religion. Vedic religion, who is discovering something in Vedic religion, he is rishi. And Muni, who is practicing Vedic religion and successfully practicing, he is Muni. The Muni, this is everybody chanting when named. And we know Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, the demigods and gods, they all chanting. Then inside of the chanting like Max Bhumika, that is the medicine for us. I discovered it for Guru Maharaj. All the doctors said the Max Bhumika is medicine. And 40, that time maybe 30, 5 years or like that, 30 years after. I treated Guru Maharaj after 30 years, and then many doctors all over India, they have seen Guru Maharaj and everybody prescribed Nax Bhumika. Then must be Nax Bhumika is medicine. Then I thought everybody given from 30 to CMDM, MM, 1 lakh, 10 lakhs, but not workful for Guru Maharaj, then must work the mother teacher. That was my discovery. Then Harinam, this Krishna Nam, it is form, if you chant holy name of your Lord, you must get ready. But which way, that is the process. The Mahaprabhu given that three process. We are not following that three. Any way we are not following, that is we are not getting. That is humility, tolerance, and giving honor to others.
Somehow we are not following.
Somehow we are not following. We have ego. Anything, just now I heard a letter of Bhad Maharaj from Srila Sagar Maharaj. He gave one letter to Sagar Maharaj. Many things he wrote about some Maharaj, Siddharani Maharaj. But he is very humble, very good devotee, Bhad Maharaj, everything. So why complaining against others? He not will see himself. He is not seeing himself. He must see himself. It's come, it's okay, no problem. Mahananda Brahmachari, now I give somewhere that lecture. Yeah, the world is our preaching field. The world is our preaching field means every corner, if we go, we will see there is our some place to preach. And why we shall disturb to others? That is my. Where we will go, we can make there something. But not necessary to disturb to others. That way, we are not getting result, but some result we are getting, no doubt. That is, we are not leaving. We are chanting, not leaving that. And other things, Holy Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, if we cannot avoid the nama product, offense to the nama, and it is very possibility we cannot avoid. But what our intention will come for that? Now we pray to Harinam. I cannot chant your holy form. But you please reveal it in my heart and clean me. That way we are chanting or not. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, chanting. Attention, anyway, we need attention of that holy name for me. Clear English?
We need the attention of that holy name upon us.
Then we must get that result. And I can say we have got something, that result. Otherwise, this cheating business, I must leave. My nature is like that. I do not want to cheat anybody. I cannot beg from anybody. I cannot cheat to others. And it is not my nature. But feelings, I feel it. Yes, result we must get. And we can see that within us. If we will chant this way, and if we follow this process of Mahaprabhu, and not to make offense to the Vaishnavas, and not only that, and pray to the Harinam, you are transcendental, I am living in the mundane. I am jiva soul, I am also transcendental, no doubt. But I am covered by illusion, I am covered by ego. Then you please give your mercy to me and reveal in my heart. This is prayer mood. I heard from Guru Maharaj when Bhaktivinoda Thakur chanting the holy name in the roof. You also heard maybe this story from Guru Maharaj. When Guru Maharaj told it many times. He is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, calling somebody. He is chanting not, he is calling somebody. Even very arti.
Earnestly.
Heart and soul.
Heart.
Heart.
Heartfelt.
From the heart.
With the heart.
From the heart, yes.
From the heart he is calling somebody. Right. And we heard from Parbat Maharaj first. Parbat Maharaj living near the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. My next
door. Next door.
Next door of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Parbat Maharaj was 14 years old boy, and he joined with Saraswati Thakur's movement, and his name was Parbat. I have seen very good Vaishnava here. And Parbat Maharaj said it to Guru Maharaj, my young is I heard the chanting, Bhaktivinoda Thakur chanting night 1 or 12, 2 o'clock, from that time to up to morning, in the roof, and he is calling. And that type of Harinam chanting, he told me. But then we must be serious for our chanting, and we must be obeisant to the Vaishnava. Guru and Vaishnava, this is our hope, only hope. Guru must be perfect, and Vaishnava, who is Vaishnava, we do not know. And how much they are Vaishnavata, that's also we do not know. Somebody is 25%, somebody is 60%, somebody is 70%, somebody 100%.
Vaishnava
somebody quality of the Vaishnava, somebody 5%. But everybody has some good quality. Sattva, Raja, Tama. Three. Gun,
qualities.
Three qualities, man. If I say he is a Shaktik man means over 60% he has Shaktogun, and 25% he have rajogun and 15% he have tamogun. Sattvic means he have also tamogun and rajogun, but over 60% he have sattvic. Then we shall tell he is sattvic man. Like that rajasic man, like that tamasic man. But everybody has some good quality. He may be a demon or anything, but there also some good quality, you will see. Then we shall decide that way. Yeah, I do not know who is Vaishnava, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Amito durbhaga oti Vaishnava na chini, more kripa koriben Vaishnava. And why Vaishnava? He will do kripa to you. That is, I am surrender. Soul, with humility, tolerance, and giving honor to everybody. Then Vaishnava must be kind to me. That is the process giving Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Now following that is very difficult, no doubt. What I am telling by mouth, it is no doubt very difficult. But if we need result, we must go in that way. And not only that, when we are getting some charge, what shall I do? Somebody kicking my father in my front.
In front of me.
In front of me, somebody kicking my father. And I am his young boy, young son. What shall I do there? Many difficulty in our practicing life. If I tolerate, if I humble there, then he will kill my father and go out. But father is my amar dara rokkhito ar ki.
Is my he's to be protected by me.
Yes, that is, I am his young son and he is old. And it is my duty to protect my father in front of me. Nobody can do it. Then what is humility and what is tolerance and how much tolerance? Everything necessary to
perceive. See the perspective.
Everything necessary to
adjust.
And Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur given that adjustment. Saraswati Thakur told, Trinadapi Sunichata meanings is this. Always Trinadapi Sunichata, only not showing you are very humble, blade of grass, maybe?
Yeah, lower than the blade of grass.
It is true, but substance must be in your heart, and that substance must be perfect substance. Then every higher some realization necessary. In front of you, anybody abuse your guru, what you will do? That's also instruction in the scriptures. Then if you will think, I am very humble, I tell anything to him, or I shall not do anything. And that is not a real Trinadapi Sunichata. And in the Mahaprabhu who preach it, that Mahaprabhu also, what have done? When Sridhar Swami insulted by Vallabhacharya, what Mahaprabhu told? Oh, you not giving recognition to Sridhar Swami. So who will not give recognition to Sridhar Swami? He is prostitute. He taught it. Swami jeva nahi mane, Swami jena mane tare vesya mudde goni. That is Bengali. Then everywhere is some harmony, some adjustment, and with full consciousness we shall try to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and under guidance everything we can read, we have right to read, but under guidance, some perfect person who knows that knowledge, then no offense will come to us anyway. And we not will become Sahodiya. And otherwise, everybody has many questions. I have got one person in this place we live now, New Year. We know him so long, he is Prabhupada's disciple. And he earning all these scriptural knowledge only.
Accumulating so much scriptural knowledge.
And he famous as a pandit. And lastly, when he is questioning, many questioning to me, then he told to him, Prabhu, what you are doing? You are questioning to me and getting answer. But after that, you are proceeding or staying in your position. Any benefit you are getting from me? If think it is benefit, then why you are not coming with me? Why you are staying here? You come forward with me. Otherwise, why you are spending my time? I am giving answer, you are very satisfied. What you do with that answer? If it is not reflect in your life. After that, he is talking with you.
I
is not coming to me.
That was in the airport. Huh? Oh, that's why he came to me.
He's always questioning.
I was wondering then, what happened.
Then lastly I told Prabhu, oh, you spend so much time with me, I get so many questions answered, and very hard questions. So all the scriptural questions.
Right.
Complicated.
Then complicated. All the question is complicated, and you give an answer, and he is satisfied with my answer. Then lastly I told, you are satisfied with my answer? He told, yes, Maharaj, I am very satisfied. Now I want to tell something to you. What do you do with my answer? Your all question is useless, and my answer, all answer is useless to you.
Wasted.
My time wasted, your time wasted. What will be with this? If you are satisfied, why you are not coming with me? Why you are not telling? Then he told, oh Maharaj, I have no money now. I Lastly, he told me.
I was going to say, what does it mean, coming with me? Literal.
And after that, I went to I'm avoiding. After that, I'm thinking all the devotees is there, and he's taking my time.
Dominating you.
That we must be serious in our practicing life. And I can give guarantee to you, you must get it. That is, you are in the line of Guru Maharaj. You have got mercy of Srila Swami Maharaj and Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then you must get it, but you must be conscious about your practicing life. You see, many of, in our sampradaya in America, in New York, I have seen many. They are thinking they are going very happily, practicing very happily, but they are not looking themselves with my eyes. But when I am looking to them, they are very happy. But why they are doing this? If they are very happy, then why they are doing this?
They're not seeing themselves through your eyes. Or with their own eyes.
And one day, my mouth is very bad. I am always like that. And one day I thought, what is devotion and what is emotion?
That's another one.
It is necessary. You are under emotion or you are under devotion. You must see. And Janardana said, "Oh Maharaj, you chastise me." I told, "No Maharaj, I chastise myself. You are under devotion or we are under emotion. If it is emotion, we must leave that emotion. But we must try to go to the devotion." Thinking I am chastising him, but it is not. I want to be serious for everyone and myself also. My 64 years already passed. And how many days I shall live, I do not know. Heart and soul I am trying. But what I am trying, if I not see the result? Guru Maharaj gave me some service. Before I am doing some service, in the time of Guru Maharaj, all he will digest. I am doing wrong or I am doing right, everything he is digesting. And my good or bad, anyway, it's going some position, getting some position. But now my good and my bad all under coming to me, then I must be more serious. And my time is past. Only making disciple, it is not my duty, actually. If I shall not get some fruit, then why I shall proceed in this way? And they are, everybody is very good. That is, they are trying to proceed in the line of Krishna consciousness. Then I can say, they have good mood. Otherwise they are, why coming there in the line of Krishna consciousness? Then I must be serious for them and I must teach them. Please come this way, not go that way. That is my duty come now. And if I seriously treat to them and behave with them, then they will get result, I shall get result, and Vishwampurna Sukhaya.
And the whole world will be happy.
And the whole world will be benefited. Very difficult. Only 2 days, yet time. Then I am sick or I am good.
Well.
I must. Not feeling well now. Very bad. Heart palpitation.
Arati will be married in about 6:30. About 15 minutes. It's getting dark very early.
Acha.
So Arati will be soon.
Here in London, there are some seva we have, and I'm always thinking about our London seva. Now, in Navadvip seva and London seva, that both is my burden. And I am searching someone, man. If Krishna gives him, then I shall give charge to him. And I shall stay a few days, last days, in Govardhan. But somehow I have capacity to speak something. I have capacity to write something. And staying in one place I can do, or several places maybe. I can come to London or I can go to somewhere. And stay 1 month there. Anyway, I want to spend my time a little less burden. But Navadvip is my headache and London is my headache. Really. But headache means London now going very nicely. No doubt. It is day by day London increasing seva in London. And more seva will come, and servitor also will come. But necessary, I am very serious, then as soon as possible, if today I am successful, I am not wait, I shall not wait for tomorrow. That is very similar with myself. Matter I am thinking also. And Guru has have some attachment with London. And he told many times, see, you heard his tale many. The Prabhupada wants to send me to London, and I am not in the time. But when London comes to me, I shall try to do some seva in London.